USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
John McCain, remembered by a fellow U.S. senator who was also one of his best friends.
If I had to pick one person in this great land to explain to someone from a different planet, who are these Americans? It would be John McCain.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
He had a romantic view of our nation to his last breath, and literally almost the last thing he said to me was, "I love you. I have not been cheated."
Graham speaking on NBC's Today show, calling McCain the conscience of the Senate. McCain died of brain cancer Saturday at 81. Defense Chief James Mattis says there are no plans to suspend any more joint military exercises with South Korea, saying they were suspended as a gesture of goodwill after the president's summit with North Korea's leader, but negotiations have stalled. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The U.S. House Oversight Committee today will question Justice Department official Bruce Orr behind closed doors about his connections to former British spy Christopher Steele and the firm Fusion GPS, who combined to compile a now infamous dossier about President Trump's alleged Russia connections. Orr's wife worked for Fusion GPS, and he's been accused of anti-Trump bias. Congressman Ron DeSantis, the Florida Republican, says
he was one of the highest-ranking officials in Obama's Justice Department, reporting directly to the anti-Trump Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. So it's really an unprecedented use of official prosecutorial resources to have him that deeply involved in generating this opposition research.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. Primaries in Arizona and Florida today. In Arizona, it's a race to replace retiring Republican Senator Jeff Flake. Republicans in Florida choose a candidate to replace Governor Rick Scott, who's running for Senate. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Baltimore man accused of killing two people and wounding 11 others at a weekend video game tournament in Jacksonville before he killed himself has a history of mental health problems. According to records from the divorce of 24-year-old David Katz's parents, they show he was being treated for psychiatric issues at least as early as the age of 12. Parody song King Weird Al Yankovic saluted yesterday in Hollywood as he received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, saying during the ceremonies on Hollywood Boulevard that he has one request now.
Please, please don't pickaxe my star, okay, guys? I mean, I know it's all the rage these days, but...
Yankovic referring to the fact that someone had taken a pickaxe to President Trump's Walk of Fame star in July. Weird Al remarking that if at some time in the future he does something monstrous or evil, he'd be okay with someone destroying his star, but until then, he'd like people to just limit themselves to spitting on it. And a company that makes vegetarian food products is suing to stop a Missouri law from taking effect today. It's called Tofurky, and it's suing so it can keep describing its products with terms that kind of sound like meat. The lawsuit says it should be able to sell its hot dogs and sausages as long as the packing makes it clear the stuff is made from vegetables. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.